Welcome to Colorado Traveler, a weekly peek at a travel destination, topic, or trend, presented by Linda Duval, a Colorado Springs travel writer who has been exploring the world for more than 30 years. She'll focus on Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West, but she also might take a few side trips. So sit back, relax, and listen. After all, armchair travel can be fun.
Last week, we talked about the hidden beauty of Comanche National Grassland in southeastern Colorado. We talked about the abundant wildlife and the rock art, but there's so much more. Also in the canyon are ruins of a squatter's cabin, similar to ruins seen all over the grasslands, stacked but crumbling walls of rock. Just west on the rim of Hope Canyon, hikers can see Oklahoma. They also can see black rocks growing fluorescent green lichen, a cottontail rabbit nibbling some lunch, a horned toad sunning itself atop a flat rock, and a mule deer meandering the stream bed in the canyon below. Still farther west, in Carrizo Canyon, it's not unusual to spot wild turkeys, bighorn sheep, an occasional coyote, and a surprisingly green landscape. In contrast to the yucca and cactus-dotted prairie above, this canyon is lush with cottonwoods, pinyon trees, boulder wildflowers, and, yes, green grass. The fractured rock walls make a spectacular backdrop. Leaving the canyon, stop at the Carrizo picnic area. You'll watch for the signs, and you'll see more rock art. You'll also see remnants of the Santa Fe Trail, which ran through here. Most of it is obscured, though, by wind, water, and cattle. But long before merchants and settlers created trails, dinosaurs lived here. One of the most remarkable fossil finds ever, an entirely intact 40-foot skeleton of a plesiosaur, was found here in 1939. It now resides in the Denver Museum of Natural History. Perhaps you've seen it. Later, much later, Comanches, Utes, and Apaches roamed this land, wintering in the sheltered canyons and hunting the rich prairie above. Teepee rings can still be found in Picture Canyon. Conquistadors once crossed the region in about the 1500s, but they left no discernible remnants. The Native American tribes remained mostly undisturbed until the 1800s. In the 1840s, the area was considered part of the state of Texas, until Texas ceded it to the federal government as public domain. In 1854, it became part of Kansas Territory, and then in 1861, it was made part of the Territory of Colorado. Almost immediately, herds of cattle began traversing the grasslands, and in 1914, the Homestead Act drew intrepid pioneers to this area. In the 1930s, too much of the plow on the cow created a dust bowl. The federal government bought out many farmers and ranchers and returned the damaged terrain to its natural state. Chunks of government land still are grazed by private cattle by arrangement, and the Forest Service oversees the land's use to make sure another dust bowl doesn't happen. Some oil wells also have been drilled in the area, and rangers also keep an eye on those operations. Rangers oversee hunting season, too, which draws hundreds of visitors each autumn. Hunters can stalk everything from quail, pheasants, and wild turkey to deer and antelope. Throughout the grasslands, directional and interpretive signs have been erected so visitors can take self-guided tours. A picnic area, trailhead facilities, and 22-mile trail system also are available. The solitude here is pervasive. Yours may be the only car at a trailhead. After a time, the vast emptiness of the landscape becomes comfortable. And even the sleepy town of La Junta will seem alarmingly full of people. This quiet place can grow on you.
Linda Duval is the former travel editor for The Gazette, a freelance travel writer and winner of several Lowell Thomas Awards. She's the co-author of Insider's Guide to Colorado Springs and writes a local website, Pike's Peak on the Cheap.